Janice Siegel is with me, and so is John DeMartino, who's one of the best players with singers.
Amen.
And who's playing with one of the best singers. And you're here live, and we're going to have a good time today. And talk about the, you pronounce it.
Heikinchi.
Heikinchi Trio.
Heikinchi Trio.
Now, did you anybody ever try and talk you into doing a easier to pronounce name for your group?
Yes, and yes.
Okay.
But we asked Nani, since he is the resident Bahian.
I see. Okay.
You know, to come up with a name for the trio, and this is what he came up with. So we're sticking with it.
Mukeke, that would have been good because that's a Bahian wonderful.
Delicious dish.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, you know, right. It's got everything in it.
And we are a delicious dish.
Indeed. And you're going to be playing at the Sheen Center. I'd never heard of this place, and now all of a sudden there's all these things happening
there. Yes, it's kind of a new venue. It's the Sheen Center for Thought and Culture, which I really like a lot. It's at 18 Bleecker Street. It's near the Bowery. And it's supposed to be a fabulous venue. Have you been there, John?
Yes.
You went to see somebody. Yeah. I've never
really
been there.
Really great little venue. Yeah, a beautiful theater.
And you're going to be there when?
We will be there this Friday night at 7:30, and our special guest is Randy Brecker, so we're
thrilled. And Nani will be there?
Nani will be there with bells on, and also Leah Traversa on bass and Paul Myers on guitar.
Cool. In the meantime, you're going to do some songs that, you know, we're going to play some songs from the album, but
cool.
You're going to do one. Here, do
I
one.
I am.
Do
I'm going
to
do one that isn't on the record.
That's right.
The reason I would like to do this is because when the Manhattan Transfer was doing their Brazil tour from the Brazil album, Tim picked this, my partner Tim Pauser, who passed away 2 years ago, picked this tune to sing as a solo, and always loved the way he sang it, and he really turned me onto this tune by Caetano Veloso. It's called Light of the Sun, Luz do Sol, and it's about the beauty of nature. So I learned it, and I like to sing it, and hope that Tim is listening.
Luz do sol, que é folha trague, traduz. Em verde novo, em folha, em graça, em vida, em força, em luz. Céu azul que vem até onde os pés tocamos a terra e a terra inspira, exala céus azul. Reza, reza, rio, córrego pro rio, pro rio, pro mar. Reza, correnteza, rosa, beirador, areia. Marcha, homem sobre chão, leva na coração uma ferida acesa. Dona do cime do nar, diante do visual da infinita beleza. Finda por farego mal, essa delicadeza, coisa mais querida, a glória da vida. Luz do sol, que é folha e traguei, traduz. Em verde novo, em folha, em graça, em vida, em força, em luz. Thank you. Heza, heza, heel, gori gu prohil, prohil, proma. Heza correnteza, osa berador areia. Macha homem sobre chão, leva no coração uma ferida acesa. Dona do sumido mar, diante da visão da infinita beleza. Vinda por varejo mal, essa delicadeza, coisa mais querida, a glória da vida. Luz do sol, que é folha trague, traduz em vez. De novo, em folha, em graça, em vida, em força, em luz. Luz do
A Gloria da Vida.
Indeed. Janice Eagle with John DeMartino at the piano. Caetano Veloso is like the hippest cat on stage I've seen since Sinatra, really. I mean, he'd go out and just, I mean, dance and just so cool. And it says something about the richness of the Brazilian popular song that if you argue about who's the greatest since Jobim, you'll argue all night.
Oh, yeah.
Caetano,
and have fun
Milton,
doing it.
Yvon Lins, you know, Javon, this goes on. And you've worked with a lot of them.
Yeah, well, on the Brazil record, oh, my God, we went to Brazil and hung out with Milton and with Caetano. And we went to Jobim's house, even.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty thrilling because we sat around his piano as he played songs for us. And then about 1 in the morning, he looked at his watch and says, oh, time for dinner. Come on, let's go. So
I hung out with him on the rooftop of the Meridian, and it was just him sitting at the piano with me. And the first thing he asked me is, "Is this good English?" And he plays this new song. And
oh my God!
Jobim is asking my opinion about a song, you know. And then of course he asked everybody who showed up. Yeah. But
he
was so
the music is so rich
and witty and. The playing that he did with English, sort of strange. But now, speaking of the language, though, I mean, you sounded pretty good on that. Do you speak Portuguese after all these years?
I do not.
But you managed to learn these songs.
I managed to learn these songs, yes. I have a very good teacher, Nani Assis.
Yes.
And you know, we sang Capim.
Yeah.
In Portuguese on the Brazil record. And, you know, the language itself is so musical. And so sonorous that I think it's pretty, not easy, but it's doable for a singer to hear the music of the language.
Well, the melodies are breezy. And then Portuguese in Brazil is a lot breezier as it's spoken. I mean,
it's
not hard consonants like it is in
Portuguese. No, it's very soft.
So lucidade becomes felicidade.
There's a nasality.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Anyway, it's nasal.
And then you're drinking caipirinhas while you're... Anyway, it's just...
If you drink a couple of caipirinhas, you don't care.
No, it just keeps going on like that. So how did Hey, Kinchi Trio come together? How did this happen?
How in the world did this happen? Do you have any thoughts on this, John?
I think...
Well, you and I started working together first.
We had been working together for a while, Janice and I, and then Nani came, and he was kind enough to sit in
a couple of gigs. John and I actually met at sea on the jazz cruise.
Okay.
And I was singing with another group. My group, I think Yotam Silberstein was on guitar, and I had a guitar trio. But at night, I would go to the jam session, and John sort of commandeered the piano there.
Yeah, we had that wild unofficial jam session, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, sure was.
Well, you do that. I mean, you commandeer very well.
Thank you,
John.
So Nani started sitting in with us, mm-hmm. doing a lot of the stuff on the Night Songs record, you know.
Right, right.
And then it was really his idea, I think.
Yeah, he proposed. We did a sort of promotional video, and we recorded a few tracks. And then later on, we developed the idea of the name and the concept, like, you know, what are we going to call ourselves, you know? And Nani came up with the name Hekinche Trio, which nobody can pronounce.
And what's it mean?
It means sophisticated. Ah. You know, you can say Requinte, but with the Rio accent, it's Hekinche. But Requinte makes it's a little easier phonetically to follow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's elegant, means elegance.
So many languages, and you know this. I mean, you travel around the world. I mean, sometimes you just use different parts of your throat that you never use in English, right? You
know? I use all parts of my throat.
I know you do. I know. I mean, just... Anyway, how many countries have I heard you in?
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. It's amazing.
I don't...
Many languages know. Being spoken around us. Yeah.
Yes.
But you go on. And she's here with me. Janice Eagle with John DeMartino It's Ella month.
I know it so well.
100
yes,
years.
She's my idol, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
she is totally my
idol.
Remember
what
her
first
birthday heard? Is April 25th.
What did you hear first?
What did I hear first?
Yeah, of hers. Of
her. You know what? I don't remember what the very first piece was, but it was probably something around Ellen Berlin period. You know, that's a classic record with Too Darn Hot on it and How High the Moon. So it was probably that. But, you know, in the beginning of my listening teen years and stuff, I didn't listen to singers that much. I listened to instrumentalists. And it was only really when I joined the transfer that I started listening to vocals and vocal groups.
Well, that's the irony because you ended up in a vocalese group, and what did they do? You put lyrics to instrumentals.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yes.
I mean that was a net. You were ready for that.
Oh, yeah, I was totally ready. I was definitely ready. And then when we started traveling in Europe, especially like in Paris, I remember finding some amazing vinyl of Ella, some of the older stuff in particular. You know.
I was saying before that when you listen to the early things with Chick Webb, she was literally a teenager.
She was 17, about.
And
17.
And so you got that girlish, but she kept that girlish thing all the way through her life.
Absolutely.
And you can still hear it at the end. I mean, it was this kind of charm and innocence and everything.
Absolutely. And that's part of the greatness of Ella Fitzgerald, her timbre, her innocence, her swing, certainly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of swing.
I mean, you asked me to pick
yes.
an Ella tune, and I thought, well, so many people, you know, sing the biggies, you know, Mr. Paganini and I love those at How High the Moon and Flying Home. And I thought I would go explore a tune from the Chick Webb years. And it's so funny because you played this tune this morning.
It was the first Ella song I played today.
It was the first. And I said, what? I texted John immediately. Well, but since your theme was swing, you know, this is a tune that was written by Hoagie Carmichael and Stanley Adams.
Okay.
Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Give me a song that's robust, feeling the way I am. Any old band will go bust if that ain't got that jam. When a body meets a body on the ballroom floor, then a body asks a body, what's a swing band for? Ooh, baby, I don't want you to croon soft and mellow. Let me warn you in advance, just sing me a swing song and let me dance. So, baby, I don't want any moon bright and yellow. You can have your sweet romance, just sing me a swing song and let me dance. Mr. Trombone, play some corn, I ain't caring what notes. Mr. Trumpet, grab a horn, brother, give me hot notes. Oh, baby, I don't want any tune on a cello. Give the rhythm man a chance, just sing me a swing song and let me dance. Boop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop
Mr. Trombone, play some corn. I ain't caring what notes. Mr. Trumpet, grab your horn. Brother, give me hot notes. Oh, baby, I don't want any tune on a cello. Give the rhythm man a chance to sing me a swing song. Let me dance. Old Chick Webb is beating it out. Makes me feel like I want to shout. All the boys are ready to prance, so sing me a swing song and let me dance.
Janet Siegel and John DeMartino live on WBGO. Great fun. I'm just realizing Randy Brecker is going to be singing, is going to be playing with you.
Yes.
And the Hikichi Trio is going to be this Friday at the Sheen Center that's on Bleecker near Bowery. And I met you at Indiana University because you came on the radio with me. And that's his alma mater and mine.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that. Yeah,
so,
that's
so the
that's
Bloomington Randy's connection.
Once again rears its head, yes.
Indeed, 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 indeed. Would you, how did you study to do this? How did you, what did you go to school? What did you learn in school to do what you do with the transfer and on your own? Because you sing everything.
Well, I was not going to be a singer, I think. I mean, a professional singer. I was in school for nursing, actually. I always sang. I mean, I was singing professionally at age 12 with a group, a girl group, which accounts for my love for girl groups.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, the last time you were here, you brought in all these odd girl groups from around the world. It was wonderful.
Yes, yes. There's some very, very good groups now out, vocal harmony groups in the world, and some of them are all female, yeah. But I would say, you know, listening was a big part of my education. And again, this is before the internet, you know, you had to, and before these very thorough courses in jazz vocals that have sprung up all over the country. With these universities, you can get a very thorough course these days in this kind of thing. But when I was coming up, you had to kind of do it by talking to people, going to hear music, shedding, sitting in, failing, getting up again, you know, and all of that stuff.
Diamond Meter is now teaching jazz singing at Indiana.
Right. Yes.
So.
Yes. There are some wonderful people. It's Jennifer Barnes in that University of North Texas, and Rosanna Eckert also, you know, really, really some wonderful, wonderful programs.
Did you learn any nursing? I mean, are you able to patch up anybody, you know?
I can do minor surgery. Would you like me to?
Only on a venous
schnitzel. I didn't get that far, but I did study anatomy.
Okay.
And that served me well.
I won't go there. Anyway. So what was this other song you said? You were going to do something that I'd never heard before, you said.
Well, you asked me to surprise you. So I have several surprises, if you like them, that you probably, I'm thinking, haven't heard. One song is written by a wonderful Canadian songwriter named Don Brightup. And it's a song about a intercontinental romance. Someone in LA, someone in New York. And it's called It's Already Dark in New York. 3 hours can mean a lot. As she dreams of the moon. Yes, it's playtime for angels at the last chance resort. But it's already dark in New York. Jazz on Lower Broadway.
other days. She pictures his face in the cool downtown haze. Now she squints through the palm trees as the next round is poured, and it's already dark in New York. No doubt there was a time she could have said no, a thousand times no to this. 1 million valentines, the Malibu place just can't replace his kiss. She curses the madness of her golden town. She craves what is lost, but that sun won't go down. She's tinged with the sadness of love's final spark, and it's already dark in New York. Already dark. A time she could have said no, a thousand times no to this. 1 million valentines, that Malibu place just can't erase his kiss. Oh, she says the madness of her golden town. She craves what is lost, but the sun won't go down. She's tinged with the sadness of love's final spark, and it's already dark. You can't fake Central Park. Yes, it's already dark in New York. Already, already, already dark in New York.
That's a great song.
I know.
Who wrote that?
Don Breitup.
Okay.
Yes. Well, at Joe's Pub, once a year they have the Breitup Brothers songbook.
Oh, them. I know them.
Yeah,
they're
know
wonderful.
Them. Of
they're
course
wonderful.
You know them. Yes,
yes
they
yes.
are wonderful.
Yes, yes,
As
yes,
a matter
yes.
of fact, Don is co-writing a tune with my partner Alan for our new Manhattan Transfer record.
Which is in the works.
Which is in the works, yes.
Is there a hook to it?
I would say that, of course, it's a transition record, you know, like Extensions was when Cheryl joined us.
Right.
So this is Trist's first record
okay.
with us.
Yeah.
And I'd say it's a Manhattan Transfer record in the fact that it's wildly eclectic.
It's always been produced by
Merv Warren, okay. who was an original member of Take Six, and he's just a genius, I would say.
Now, have you recorded with Take Six now?
Recorded with them, no, but we're doing shows with them.
I heard these shows where you were doing like 10-part harmony. It was frightening. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm thrilled every night we're doing it. I'm just out of my mind with joy. You know, first of all, to sit backstage and hear them, and then to actually sing with them. And we're doing a section that's sort of a battle of the bands. So they sing a couple of our songs, we sing a couple of their songs, and it's just tremendous fun. Really is.
Yeah, and the Transfer is gigging soon. Hereabouts.
Yes. Well, we'll be at the Blue Note soon.
Okay.
And also Peekskill, I want to say, Saratoga Springs, the area, basically.
And in the meantime, the Heikinshi Trio is
yes.
at the Sheen Center, which is a new performing,
relatively new
arts center on Bleecker Street near Bowery.
Yeah. But they have lectures there. They have theater there. And
I'm getting more and more invitations to things there. And it's
yes.
just a grand variety. So you fit right in.
It's wonderful, and I'm really looking forward to this Friday night.
And Randy Brecker will be joining
you. Randy Brecker, yay!
Always fun, always fun, yeah. always fun. Now, are you going to record again with the Heikinshi Trio?
I hope so. We have probably a half of a record of new material ready to go.
Okay, So, John, you play with everybody, and you've been playing with Freddie Cole for years, and you were just here recently with Giacomo Gates. That's a show you're going to hear, folks, in next month, and that was fun. And so you play with all these singers, and what is it about that singer that's especially wonderful?
Think carefully before you answer.
Well, she's really special because, you know, she's a musician and a singer. And it's just a special energy, you know. It's like, I hate to use this, it's going to sound sexist, but the musicians would say she's one of the guys, but what I mean by that is she's part of the band. That's how I feel from her, you know. She's sort of so integrated into the energy of the band. It never feels really like the singer and everybody else, you know. She's got that special energy. A lot of fun to work with.
The dumbest argument I've ever had was with Mel Torme, who was talking about Ella, saying she was the greatest singer of the century. She had the best ears and all this, but she wasn't a musician. And I said, hello? She didn't play an instrument. She
what?
Was the instrument. I mean, you know, so.
Well.
But I get it, what you're talking about.
But, you know, Ella spent all those years absorbing so much in Dizzy's band, hearing all that music.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's when she started getting to bebop and then right. the romantic relationship with Ray Brown. But, I mean, singers that grew up in a big band, sitting in the band, listening every single night, they have a special sense of swing, I think, and musicality that's imbued in them.
And there's a special wonderfulness in a group like the Manhattan Transfer because you have these four individuals who become this fifth individual, which
well,
is the sound
the
of the
idea.
Four of you together.
That's the idea, yeah.
You
create a fifth thing.
I heard you once doing an a cappella concert. The whole, I think, except Yaron, I think, was playing piano.
Well, and then it wouldn't be a cappella.
Oh, no, it wasn't a cappella, but I'm saying it was without the band, and there were some a cappella
yes,
things.
Gotcha.
But the point was, it was the first time you could hear the brush strokes in the arrangements for the voices. You could hear the individual voices as they came together. And
that's where I live.
That's what's extraordinary.
I like to be in the middle of the harmony. That's my happy place.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated. Like, where do you, when you're arranging, and you all do it in the group, right? You do
yes.
it especially.
Oh, yes.
But
yes.
I mean, do you harmonize on one person in particular, or obviously it depends on the song?
It depends on the song, but usually, I mean, well, it depends also if you're working closely with someone who's writing the band chart, you want to see how the chords move. But, I mean, people like Gene Perling, for instance, who wrote the amazing a cappella arrangements for Singers Unlimited, he created his own chordal movement. I mean, that's the beauty and the freedom of a cappella singing, is that you really are not locked into anything, you know. But what there are different ways to approach the harmony. You can do it vertically. You can do it horizontally. You want to have, and this is something I learned by singing and analyzing Gene Perling's charts, you want to have something that's singable and makes sense in the harmony itself. You know, you don't want the tenor parts traditionally are very obtuse, and they fill in the missing blanks. But somebody like Gene writes beautifully for every part.
There's the Ellington ideal that you're also harmonizing. You're creating with these specific tenor, the specific soprano.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that when I arrange for the Manhattan Transfer, that's what I'm doing. I'm casting a play.
And Trist, I mean, this is interesting because Trist is now bringing his own character as a bass baritone into the group. But Tim was Tim.
Tim was there will never be another Tim Hauser, right? I mean, he was. Had amazing personality and character.
Oh, that's it.
His voice. And Trist is a different personality. Trist is actually a true bass. He's a true bass singer.
Okay.
Whereas Tim was more of a baritone, almost tenor, you know.
And then he brought all that zoot into it.
Yeah, he brought a lot of humor and knowledge and character into the group.
Certainly. What was the name of that character they played? That
El Dorado Caddy.
El Dorado Caddy.
Your airwave daddy.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, let's have another surprise.
Another surprise. Ooh. Ooh.
Well, you said you brought in a couple.
I did. You want to try?
Jenna Siegel is with me and John DeMartino.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, I'm reading this one.
Well, nobody can see you, so you didn't have to say that. I wasn't going to give you away.
I mean, I'm not just reading the words, let's put it that way.
Okay.
This is a brand new song by Rini Rosny.
Okay.
And David Haju, who I'm sure you know, written the incredible book about Billy Strayhorn, Lush Life, and then his new one, Love for Sale, and Positively 4th Street, about the folk scene in the Greenwich Village. And I love this song. It's called Ice on the Hudson. And It's a lyric. Well, the way I'm interpreting it, anyway, is you never know what's really going on. Things are not always what they appear to be on the surface. So here it is, the premier performance on many levels. Sweet kid, meet me after school, back where all the couples go for parking. Tough kid stands there waiting, book clutched in his hand, dog ear to a poem by Philip Larkin. As real as a dream, the ice on the Hudson flows downstream, and sometimes somehow flows up. Married quite a while, husband leaves the house. Maybe back for dinner, maybe never. Calls home from a payphone, voicemail and a beep. Says he'll be in love with her forever. Which is the story, the plot? The theme, the
sometimes somehow flows down. Tides pull the ocean, streams flow from the hills, the earth and the water in a battle of wills. Children rule their parents, killers kill for love. Hearts are prized like gold and bled and shattered. Heroes cheat in battle, scoundrels talk to God, and singers still sing songs as if they matter. Which is the story, the plot or the theme? The ice on the Hudson flows upstream, and somehow, sometimes flows down.
Janet Siegel is with me, and John DeMartino is with me, and we're all with you on WBGO. And we've been playing you. I've been playing you on the radio the entire. Oh, you've been around longer than I've actually been on the radio, and I've been on forever.
I've been around a long time.
Well, I'm 45 years, and that's about it. Yep. I still remember getting the first record on Atlantic with that Cat Is High.
On vinyl, like of course.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I kept the vinyl for years. And you play on, the Manhattan Transfer does, and Janice, somebody, you're the most active of the four, apart from the group. Except Cheryl is doing this wonderful Sondheim
exactly.
project.
Exactly, yes, yes. Cheryl's pretty active. Cheryl is pretty active. Yes.
Yeah, she's put out, I think, as many, if not more, records than you, but yes. They've come out in Japan more often.
Yes, well, she had a little arrangement with King Records and did some wonderful songbooks for them and stuff like that. Yeah.
But anyway.
We're all pretty active.
Well,
thank God.
The Higinchi Trio, I mean, this is a thing you want to keep going with.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun. I mean, it's so much fun. And, I mean, who doesn't love this music is just thrilling, romantic. It's a different way of singing for me, you know.
And even though there's this, obviously there's this Brazilian thing to it. I mean, you're not just singing all Brazilian songs.
I'm not.
You do standards on here and other
songs. We'll be doing a couple of standards Friday night, but in bossa nova mode. I'm very, very excited actually to do one particular one with Randy because. On my Tender Trap record, I recorded Change Partners, the Irving Berlin tune with Fred Hirsch and Michael Brecker. And yeah. It was sort of a breakneck tempo, you know, but I want to do it again with Randy as a bossa nova on Friday. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. It's a Higinchi Trio. It's Requinte.
Correct.
And it means?
Elegant.
Elegant Trio. And it's Janice Siegel and John DeMartino and Nani Assis and others joining.
Yeah, we have honorary Higinteros.
Okay.
And you can be one too.
Honey and Air, that's the album. And you're going to be performing Friday evening, joined by Randy Brecker. You're going to be at the Sheen Center, and that's on Bleecker near.
That's 18 Bleecker Street.
18 Bleecker, near Bowery.
Correct.
Something to that effect. And she's with us, and I have to have you sing one more song. And
okay. How about Joe Beam?
Always.
You and I, we two alone here in this terrace by the sea. The sun is going down, and in your eyes I see the changing colors of the sea. It's time for you to go. The day is done, and shadows stretch their arms to bring the night. The sun falls in the sea, and down below a window light we see just you and me. With dimming lights, a full and rising moon comes from the sea, and soon the bar will close for you and me. But there will always be a song to tell, a story you and I cannot dismiss, the same old simple story of desire. And suddenly, that kiss.
Janis Siegel, John DeMartino. I have to ask you, John, is there a romantic trio album in the works at all?
I need to, I did 13 of those.
Yeah. You
know, they had many different themes. I would say from the sublime to the ridiculous, but they were all fun.
Well, I enjoyed the ridiculous, especially. I thought the ridiculous were sublime, actually.
And some X-rated covers, but I didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, that was all right, too.
I need to start working on a new project of my own. But I still record for that label for Venus with Nicky Parrott.
And
I think there's one in the can. I lose track because we've got about 15 of those. We're doing another one in the summer. I think the next one is a Nat King Cole theme.
Okay. Can you say as many singers as you work with in one breath?
I don't think I could.
That's pretty amazing. No, you sounded great today, and I love listening to you. I got a kick out of it, too, when Martin Wynn was playing with you over in Mesro. That was
Oh, that's so much fun. I love that place. I'm going to be back there sometime in the summer.
And then Leah Delaria jumped up, and next thing you
know. Ooh, all hell broke loose.
It's always fun.
Yep.
It's always fun. It's always fun hanging out with you, kiddo.
Thank you, my schnitzel buddy.
Indeed. And the Heikinchi Trio, that's with the Nadia Cease joining John DeMartino and Janice Siegel. And Randy Brecker is going to be
And Leo Traversa and Paul Myers,
there
the
you
whole
go.
Gang.
Friday evening at the Sheen Center, 18 Bleecker Street, near Bowery. And it's a more or less new-ish performing arts center. And they're going to be there on Friday evening. And I'm sure they're going to have a wonderful time. And so will you. So, and you keep working on this album, and then you got the Manhattan Transfer, and then you got a bunch of gigs with the Manhattan Transfer coming, and then, John, I'm sure I'll see you with at least 14 more singers before Thursday.
<All right. laughs> But, thank you, Michael. Thank you for having us.